ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జాయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవత్యుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్ఠికీ. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto entitled Creation, chapter number 15. The Pandavas retire timely. Text 45. Sarve tam anunirjagmur bhratarah కృతనిశ్చయా కలిన్ అధర్మ మిత్రేణ దృష్ట్వా స్పృష్టా ప్రజా భువి సర్వేతం అనునిర్జగ్ముర్ భ్రాతర కృతనిశ్చయా కలినా ధర్మ మిత్రేణ దృష్ట్వా స్పృష్టాః ప్రజా భువి సర్వే తమనుజ సర్వే తమ్ అనునిర్జగ్మూర్ భ్రాతరా కృత నిశ్చయాః కలీనా ధర్మ మిత్రేణ దృష్ట్వా స్పృష్టాః ప్రజా భువి సర్వే తమ్ అనునిర్జగ్ముర్ భ్రాతరః కృత నిశ్చయాః కలీనా ధర్మ మిత్రేణ దృష్ట్వా స్పృష్టాః ప్రజా భువి. భ్రాతరా కృత నిశ్చయ దృష్ట్వా స్పృష్టా ప్రజా భువి సర్వే తామను నిర్జగ్ముర్ ధర్మమిత్రేణ దృష్ట్వా స్పృష్టా ప్రజా భువి సర్వే తామను నిర్జగ్ముర్ భ్రాతరా కృత నిశ్చయ దృష్ట్వా స్పృష్టా ప్రజా భువి సర్వే తామను నిర్జగ్ముర్ భ్రాతరా కృత నిశ్చయ కలినా ధర్మ మిత్రేణ మాతాజీ सा स्पृष्टा प्रजा सर्वे ऑल हिज यंगर ब्रदर्स तम हिम अनुनिर्जग्मुहु लेफ्ट होम बाय फॉलोइंग द एल्डर भ्रातरः ब्रदर्स कृतनिश्चयाः डिसाइडेडली कलिना बाय द एज ऑफ कलि अधर्मा principle of irreligion mitrena by the friend drushtva observing sprushtah having overtaken prajah all citizens bhuvi on the earth Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The younger brothers of Maharaj Yudhishthir observed that the age of Kali had already arrived throughout the world and that the citizens of the kingdom were already affected by irreligious practice. Therefore, they decided to follow in the footsteps of their elder brother. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The younger brothers of Maharaj Yudhishthir were already obedient followers of the great emperor and they had sufficiently been trained to know the ultimate goal of life. They therefore decidedly followed their eldest brother in rendering devotional service to Lord Shri Krishna. According to the principles of Sanatana Dharma, one must retire from family life after half the duration of life is finished and must engage himself in self-realization. But the question of engaging oneself is not always decided. Sometimes retired men are bewildered about how to engage themselves for the last days of life. Here is a decision by authorities like the Pandavas. All of them engaged themselves in favorably culturing the devotional service of the Lord Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to Swami Sridhar, dharma, artha, kama and moksha are fruitive activities, philosophical speculations and salvation as conceived by several persons are not the ultimate goal of life. They are more or less practiced by persons who have no information of the ultimate goal of life. The ultimate goal of life is already indicated by the Lord Himself in the Bhagavad Gita 18:64. And the Pandavas were intelligent enough to follow it without hesitation. Vande ham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Badan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. So in this beautiful purport we understand that Krishna is the one who installed Yudhishthir Maharaj as the emperor, the king of the entire planet. By his desire, Yudhishthir became the king. And Yudhishthir Maharaj has been ruling perfectly. He has become the perfect example of how the leader should be. Throughout his life, Yudhishthir Maharaj has been the best example of the perfect leader, of the perfect leader or an elder brother or somebody who has always been taking care of his dependents more than he would take care of himself, his self. So that's why it is Krishna's desire that Yudhishthir is the best person to become the king of the entire earth planet. Now, Pandavas accepted Krishna's will. They fought the war of Mahabharata, even though it was very painful, it was very difficult for them to fight. After achieving the kingdom, after being the leaders, the king of the entire planet, after ruling for several years, now Krishna has decided to wind up his pastimes on the earth. Krishna has disappeared. And as soon as Krishna disappears, Yudhishthir Maharaj, again, he is setting the best example of what should be done at a certain stage of life. So Yudhishthir Maharaj, at such a stage, he has the best post one can ever achieve. He is the king of the entire world. He is not some, you know, district collector or some little, you know, tax collector of some province. He is the king, not just of a particular state or a kingdom. He is the king of all the kings. He is the emperor. So, such a post, he is ready to give up just like that. Why? Because of it is Krishna has disappeared, and there is a heir. He has his nephew, his grandson from Arjuna's side, Arjuna's grandson Parikshit. He is ready to take over, and Pandavas have reached a certain stage in life where they should retire and they should take Krishna consciousness completely. They should imbibe it. So Yudhishthir Maharaj is setting the best example. He is not giving any excuse. Actually, Yudhishthir has all the reasons to give excuses that Krishna is the one who put me on this throne. It is Krishna's desire that I should have become the king. I am never going to leave my seat. Like in today's world we see, people get attached to any type of post, any type of little recognition. They never want to give up their post, like the person who is a prime minister or the president. They want to die with that chair, but they will not. They will do anything and everything just to remain on that post. You know, so much attachment. And here, Yudhishthir Maharaj, he has the highest position, highest post in the material world, at least on the earth. He is the most powerful person, and he is giving it up just like that. So one may question, why is he doing like that? So first of all, the reason is that according to the Vedic culture, after 50 years of life, after half of the life has been lived by different principles, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Like Sridhar Swami, he quotes, and Srila Prabhupada is quoting Sridhar Swami, that after a certain stage, one should prepare himself for the next stage. One should not keep going through the same position. Like Srila Prabhupada mentions that one should not become an old ox. Like in the family life, one should not remain at home and children are growing up, and one should not become like an old ox. That means the ox, when the ox was young, he used to go in the fields And he used to work hard, was very helpful for the farmer. But when the ox becomes old, he is only eating. And he is not at all beneficial to the farmer. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that one should not become an old ox. And your children, your grandchildren should not be thinking that he is a useless person. Because later on, as the person is not earning, he has, you know, not much, he's not bringing in so much wealth. Then the material world, the way it is designed, people start to lose the respect for the person who is not very productive. Especially for their sense gratification. How the material world and the material relationships work is, if you are helpful for my sense gratification, then you are, then I will consider you as important. And if you are not fueling the fire of sense gratification for me, then you are useless to me. That's how the material world has been designed. So before the stage comes that the farmer kicks out the old ox from his field, it's better the old ox understands the higher purpose of life, absorb himself in Krishna's service, and take to the devotional service of Krishna, at least at that stage. It is said, panchesh urdvam vanam rajet. At least after 50 years of life, one should completely imbibe Krishna consciousness into their lives. And Prahlad Maharaj mentions to his friends, Prahlad Maharaj says, tat prayaso na kartavyo yadayur avyayah param nahitad vindate kshemam mukundam charanambhujam. This dharma, artha, kama, moksha, especially the artha, you know, earning money or earning economic, assets, is so much ridiculed because that will, artha will give you so much of temporary enjoyment, but that will not lead to the ultimate, the most important aspect of life, the final and ultimate profit. Tat prayaso na kartavya. That's why an intelligent person should not engage, should not waste so much of time in the temporary sense gratification, in earning so much of money or running behind the economical progress just to earn the sense gratification. So he says that nahitad vindate kshemam mukunda charanambhujam. Because such endeavor will only lead to loss of time and loss of efforts. It's unnecessary effort because ultimately you are losing the most important moments, most important time in the human form of life. So that's why the most intelligent person should completely direct his efforts, his energy, his time, especially in the human form of life, in achieving the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna, Lord Mukunda, Mukunda Charanambhujam. So Srila Prabhupada is also mentioning that aspect here. So Yudhishthir Maharaj, as soon as he heard that Krishna has disappeared, he always wanted to take charge. He always wanted to completely absorb himself, you know, go to some holy place and completely devote himself in Krishna consciousness. But he had so many responsibilities. And he couldn't do that because there was no hair. So when Krishna has disappeared, Yudhishthir so easily prepared, you know, he gave up all the, you know, fancy royal clothes, and he was wearing torn clothes, and he matted his hair, and he literally gave up everything. He didn't care for his brothers. That means he was not very attached to the brothers or the so-called family. And he is teaching to all of us how one should absorb in Krishna consciousness. Just like Kunti Maharani prays that Sneha Pasham Imam Chindi Drudham Rishnishu Pandushu. Kunti Maharani says that, oh my dear Krishna, please break my ties with the Pandavas and Rishnis and let my mind constantly flow just like Ganges flow towards the ocean. Let my mind flow to your lotus feet. Now when Kunti Maharani is praying that, she also mentions that please cut off my ties to the family of Pandavas, the Pandu and Vrishni, both the sides, from my father's side and from my husband's side. What it means is that the material aspect of dependence should be removed from so-called material relatives and it should be diverted to the ultimate shelter, that is Lord Shri Krishna. So that's why Kunti Maharani is praying. And she also mentions, Kevayam Nama Rupebhya Yadubhi Sa Pandavaha Bhavatad Yadarshanam Arhi Rishikanam Iveshitu. When Krishna says that now is the time that I should go back to my kingdom because now your sons have become the emperor, the kings of the entire world, you have achieved what you wanted, then it's my time, let me go back to Dwarka. That time, you know, Kunti Maharani is saying that when I was under the calamities, when there were calamities after calamities after calamities attacking me, you were always there, and that's why I prefer calamities more than a steady life. Because with the calamities, I also know that you will also come running to help me. So that's why she is praying that let there be calamities. But then Krishna later on says, now you don't have to worry. Now your sons have become the kings of the entire world. That time, you know, Krishna also says that if you need help, there are yadus. You know, you are also tied up to Vrishni dynasty. So if you need, even Aniruddha, Pradyumna, all the Yadavas will come to help you. And your powerful sons, Pandavas, will also protect you all the time. That time Kunti Maharani is saying that, you know, Kevayam Nama Rupebhyo Yadubhi Sa Pandava Bhavatad Yadarshanam Arhi Rishikanam Iveshitu. What are you saying, Krishna? You know, without you, these Pandavas and the Vrishnis, the Yadavas, they are like lifeless bodies. When the soul has passed away, all the powerful senses, they cannot do anything. One may have big biceps, big muscles, you know. But when the soul has gone away, nothing can protect you. So that's how she's saying that you are the soul. If you have left, then what is the use of the Pandavas and Vrishnis, Yadavas? That's why you are the life, you are the soul that is maintaining me. Not these so-called my sons or Vrishnis. So that's her complete dependence on Krishna. So Kunti Maharani is praying. She's actually setting the best example how a devotee should be completely dependent on Krishna and His mercy. One should not depend on so-called material designations, so-called material wealth or material power or material relationships. One should not think that my children will protect me, or one should not think that, you know, that my brothers, my wife, or wife should not think that my husband is my ultimate protector. So that's how Yudhishthir Maharaj, he has become ready to give up everything. And what he is giving up is not a simple thing. He is giving up the entire world, the power of entire world, and he is going away. So it is also, it can be seen that when a father comes home with a few toys for the child, The child may become happy. Oh, my dear father, you are so nice. You have brought me a nice remote-controlled car. You have brought me video games. So the child may become very happy. And the child may engage in playing with the toys and after some time may forget the person, the very person who has given him all those toys. So when such father is saying that, okay, enough with playing all these video games, playing with these toys. Now I'm going on a business trip. Do you want to tag along? Then a foolish child may say that, no, I'm happy here. You go and I'm happy with my remote controlled car. I'm going to play. So the father may say, okay. This is the example of materialistic people who only depend on Krishna's energies, only depend on what Krishna has given, rather than seeing the actual real person who is providing. So the real person who is giving, like in this case, the father who has brought these toys, if the child decides to go with the father, wherever he is going, then father has many credit cards. In the credit card, there are thousands of such toys in that tiny credit card. So there is unlimited enjoyment in the presence, in the company of Krishna. And that's why pure devotees know this. That's why they don't take so-called pleasure from the material world. They are like that obedient son, that obedient child who doesn't want to just play with the toys given by the father. They would play, if it is desire of the father, they may play with the toys with the father, they may play for some time, they may engage in material activities. Just like we see Maharaj Yudhishthir. He fought, Arjuna fought on the battlefield of Kurukshetra because it was the desire of Krishna. It is Krishna's desire that we should fight this battle. So they fought and they killed so many people. They were Kshatriyas. That was their duty to perform. But when, they became the emperors, they became the king, Yudhishthir Maharaj did everything perfectly, thinking that my activity is going to bring happiness to Krishna. In that sense, he was performing all his duties throughout his life. And when Krishna has left, that time Yudhishthir doesn't want to engage in the same so-called material activities. He doesn't want to. And there is no need because Parikshit Maharaj is ready to take over. So he is just tagging along. Now Krishna has left, so we are also going to follow Krishna. They were so advanced devotees, all the Pandavas. So, in life, there will always be this question, do you want Krishna or do you want Krishna's energies? Meaning that Krishna will always show you different nice things. And it's all Krishna's energy. So, do you want the energetic or do you choose the energy of Krishna? That is always the question. Every moment we will be asked the question, whether you want Krishna or Krishna's energy. Just like the child may choose the toys over the father without understanding then the toys are coming from the father. So the same way when Arjuna was asked this question, Krishna asked, do you want me to come on the battlefield of Kurukshetra or do you prefer my army? My army is one Akshohini. It's a huge army, all Narayani Sena, very powerful Yadavas. Very powerful army was that. And Duryodhan was contemplating inside that who cares about useless Krishna? We don't want Krishna. What is the use? He's not even going to lift any weapon. He's only going to say something which I don't want to follow. Who cares for his advice? And what's the point of having Krishna? It will be more headache for me. Rather, I would take that army because that army is going to bring muscle in my strength of my army. But on the other hand, we see the mentality of a devotee. So Arjuna is thinking, what is the use of this useless army? What is the point of army? I want the person who is origin of all the armies. So that is Arjuna's thinking, because he is Tattvadarshi. He is thinking that if Krishna is on my side, then I don't care of any army. Even entire world may be fighting against me, but if I have Krishna, Yatra Yogeshwaro Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara Tatra Shri Vijay. There is victory. So that's what devotees always know. Even the same question came to Karna. When Krishna asked Karna that you should fight with the Pandavas, you should not take side of Duryodhan. But he foolishly chose Duryodhan. And what happened? He met his death on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So it is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, there are five levels of attachments. First attachment is very basic. The origin of attachment is on the bodily platform. When a person is born, naturally the mother, you know, father, first he knows that, oh, there is a mother, okay, there is a father, okay. And then he thinks that I am in good hands, there is nice family out here. And the mother introduces the little child to different people, and that child is given a name, and everyone is calling him the same name. And the child starts to believe, oh, that's my name. And then he starts looking in the mirror, he starts to understand and think that this body is me. That is like the basic conception where all the illusion is born. So Lord Brahma has created five layers of illusion. It is said that the first, the basic layer of illusion is thinking that I am this body, the bodily level attachments. And then with the body there is kit and kin. All the relationships, my mother, my father, my brothers and all my friends. So, that is like the second layer of attachment. Ultimately, Krishna is our only relative. Krishna, like there is Bhakta, there is Bhagavan and there is Bhakti, the relationship. These three things are eternal. Krishna is eternal. We are eternal, and the relationship between us and Krishna is eternal. Everything else that is born from the bodily conception is false. It's very temporary. So when devotees know this, they don't really get engrossed. They don't really care so much about the bodily designations, bodily relationships. That is like the second layer, that is the bodily relationships. Then the extended self, that is the possessions, it's my iPhone, it's my computer, my room, you're not allowed in. It's my home, you know. That's my land, it's my car. So that's like possession, that is extended self. Janasya mohoyam aham, that is the first layer, it's aham. And mameti, mama, it's mine. Me and mine, that is possessions. And then there is subtle layer, that is the fourth layer, is material knowledge. People think that I have so much knowledge, I have degrees, I have gone to big schools, and I have been taught by so many professors. You know, these different intricate material science. But ultimately all the material knowledge is like a big zero if it is not concerning to the ultimate aim of life. So that's why the fourth layer is also not very helpful. And the fifth one is some pompous rituals on some traditions that we think are ours because of the bodily connection again. So Krishna mentions in 15th chapter how to cut off the material tie. You know, asanga shastrena dradhena chitva. By the weapon of detachment, one should very firmly cut off the ties with the material world. That is, Krishna is saying that one has to be detached, and that's what Yudhishthira Maharaj is doing. He is detaching himself completely from all these so-called family ties. And Krishna mentions this In the 18th chapter, what happened on, like, at the beginning of 18th chapter is all throughout Arjuna is asking questions to Krishna. All throughout Arjuna is asking, "Oh my dear Krishna, what is jnana? What is karma? What is the highest way to achieve, you know, different processes? What are the different processes of self-realization?" All throughout Bhagavad Gita, we see it's a question-answer session where Arjuna is asking questions. So there came a time when Arjuna is asking Krishna that, "Give me the definition of sannyas. What is the purpose of renunciation? What is the renounced life?" Arjuna uvacha, "Sannyasasya mahabaho tattvam icchami veditum tyagasya cha rishikesha pratyakeshini shudana." Arjuna said, "O mighty armed one, I wish to understand the purpose of renunciation, tyaga, and of the renounced order of life, sannyas, O killer of the keshi demon, master of the senses." So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary mentions that Arjuna asked Krishna that, "Krishna, all this time I am asking you questions and you are only answering. That means the knowledge you are imparting is only limited to the level of my questions. So that is also limited to the questions I am asking. What if I am not asking you the best question? That means I have not received the best answers yet." So there came a time in Bhagavad Gita when Arjuna completely gave himself in the hands of Krishna. And he says that, "Give me the highest knowledge. Give me the prasad, the mercy of the highest knowledge. The knowledge that is not at all limited to my questions. Forget my questions. My questions may not be the highest." So that time Krishna mentions 1864. Srila Prabhupada is quoting this in the purport. 1864. "Sarva guhyatamam bhuyaha." This is Sri Bhagavan uvacha. "Sarva guhyatamam bhuyaha shudume paramam vacha ishtosi me dudhamiti tato vakshami tehitam." So Krishna is saying, "Because you are my very dear friend, I am speaking to you my supreme instruction." Now this is my supreme instruction. It's very important. "The most confidential knowledge of all. Hear this from me, for it is for your benefit." That is, then Krishna gives the highest instruction. That is, "Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishyasi satyam te pratijane priyosi me." So Krishna is saying, "Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend." So Krishna says, "You want to hear the highest knowledge, the knowledge that is beyond the limitations of your questions, the knowledge that even the great demigods are hankering to achieve. The great demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, they are also hankering to know the highest knowledge that is even beyond anyone's logical capabilities, anyone's intellectual limitations." That knowledge is, Krishna says, that just like a child who may have gone out to play and may engage in plays and forget about the home and may get completely dirty, may fall in a ditch, may get, you know, thorns on his body, may be bleeding. And such a child is coming home crying and calling out his mother, you know, completely depending on the mother, in such a helpless state of mind, "You take my shelter." And just like a mother will clean you, will cleanse your body, and will make you very pure, serene, like a lotus flower, "I will clean you. I will remove all the dirt and the dust of sins from your body, from that you have accumulated through all the journey in the material world, so many lifetimes. So that's why Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajya, mamekam sharanam raja, aham tvam sarva pape bhyo moksha ishami mashuja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. So that is the highest knowledge that Krishna is mentioning. That is not even mixed with karma. That is not mixed with even slightest tinge of jnana. It is pure bhakti that Krishna is going to be attracted to. And that is the highest, the ultimate goal of life that Srila Prabhupada is quoting. The ultimate goal of life is indicated in Bhagavad Gita 1864. And the Pandavas were intelligent enough to follow it without hesitation. So that's the ultimate renunciation, the real sannyasa. So that's what we should focus upon. And Srila Prabhupada showed all of us by his own example. Srila Prabhupada followed all these steps. And Srila Prabhupada, in his books, he has given all the intricate details that one can follow and one can get strength and one can ultimately detach oneself from so-called material activities and attach oneself to the ultimate spiritual reality, that is Krishna. In Srila Prabhupada's word, that distraction means alternate attraction. There is nothing called detachment in one sense. There is nothing called distraction. Distraction only means ultimate, alternate attraction. When you want to distract oneself, you just get attracted to something better. And what better than Krishna, who is the reservoir of pleasure. So through the instructions of the spiritual master, through the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, we should detach ourselves from the temporary, illusory material world and attach to the ultimate reality of spiritual world and the ultimate shelter, that is Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. You have mic? Oh, it's here. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhupada.
Okay, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You were explaining how in the Varnashram system, after 50 years of life, one should take vanaprastha, and that's considered half of someone's life. But that's assuming that someone lives 100 years. But, you know, like, I don't know the exact average lifespan, but it's definitely not 100 years nowadays. It's somewhere around 70, 75, maybe 80. So I was just wondering, the average lifespan nowadays, would that rule be modified? Should it be 40 years or 35 years someone should take vanaprastha? Because if someone takes vanaprastha at 50, they might only have 10, 15, 20 more years, 25 more years. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's why Prahlad Maharaj mentions tat prayaso na kartavya. The best way is not to engage or attach oneself to anything material. One may perform the duties. One doesn't have to be a fake renunciate. One has to perform the duties in the material world, but with the intention to please Krishna. The best example that I think of right now is Srivas Thakur. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started nighttime kirtan, one time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Nimai. He came and he said, what are we doing in the night? We are just wasting our time sleeping. Who wants to sleep? Let's engage in dancing and chanting. Let's perform kirtan. And they chose Srivas Thakur's courtyard, Srivas Thakur's place, Srivas Angan. And they were performing kirtan all throughout the night. And they would close all the doors, all the windows and everything. And at that time, nobody else was allowed. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would perform his very intimate pastimes. He would sing himself. You can imagine Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leading kirtan. he would lead the kirtan, he would sing, he would dance and chant. So one of such days, Srivas Thakur heard somebody's weeping. He went, he saw that his little son had passed away. And his wife and mother-in-law, all the ladies were crying. And he chastised them. He said, how can you cry? Right now, my Lord is dancing outside. How can you cry? You are going to make him, you know, he will disturb him. He's having ecstasies. And how could you cry and make him, you know, lose his devotional ecstasies? So he chastises. He says, put hands on your mouth. There should not be any sound. I should not hear any sound. If anyone weeps, I'll kick you out of the home. That was his, you know, so much intense attachment to service of Krishna, to give pleasure to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found out that actually Srivasa's son has died and still he was dancing, then he felt, you know, a bit sad that what has happened. So he went and he woke up the child. He said, my dear child, why have you left us? So that time the, you know, the child, the dead child, he started speaking. He said that I was only supposed to stay in that body for some time and I'm just going to my next destination. And everything happens by your desire, so I'm just following your desire. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became so overwhelmed seeing that my dear devotee Shivas, he went to an extent to stop his family members from even crying. That's like their, you know, natural reaction. And he himself, it's not that Srivas Thakur is so-called renunciate. He's not trying to fake it. He was literally inside, he was so morose and sad, as we can imagine. Someone has lost his son. That's the biggest, that's like the most dangerous and so much hurtful. Such a big sorrow has come upon him, but still he went out and he was dancing. He was completely absorbed in Krishna's holy names. So what we understand from such pastimes is a devotee like Srivas Thakur, who is married, he has sons, you know, still he is completely engaged in Krishna's service. So as soon as you absorb yourself in Krishna's service, Krishna's holy names, then the material attachments will naturally fade away. They will naturally go away. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, how can I ever leave the company of devotees like you? You know, how can I even leave such people like you? You love me so much. So he says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying to Srivas Thakur, you may have lost one son today, but don't worry, you have two sons. Myself and Nityananda. Nimai and Nitai, we are your eternal sons. So that's like, you know, getting attached to the eternal reality in the spiritual world and not being attached to the temporary material world. So, particular to your question, the best way, according to Prahlad Maharaj, is to engage every moment in Krishna's service. That's why I read that verse, Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Krishna is saying, always think of me. Not that Krishna is not saying that after 50 years of your life, then start thinking about me. He's not saying, you know, after you have accepted renounced order, then start offering your homages unto me. No, every moment. That's why even King Kulashekhar, he prays that Krishna Twadiya Pada Pankaja Panjarantam Adyaiva Me Vishatumanas Rajahamsam Prana Prayana Samaye Kafavata Pittaihi Kanthavarodhana Vidho Smaranam Kutaste. Oh my dear Krishna, right now when I'm healthy, let me absorb myself in your service, in your remembrance. Let my swan-like mind intertwine with your lotus-like lotus feet. And who knows, at the time of death, when there will be kapha pitta and vata, all these things in my body are having imbalance. At the time of death, smaranam kutaste, who knows, will I remember you or no? But right now I'm fit and fine. Right now I'm healthy. So let me absorb myself completely in your remembrance. So that's the best way to do, not to wait for a particular day, not to wait for a particular time, not to wait for, a certain moment in life. That day I will follow Yudhishthir Maharaj. I will also pack my bags. Like many people think, they procrastinate. So rather than fooling them, rather than being fooled by the mind, we should fool our mind with the knowledge that is given to us by Srila Prabhupada. Ki jai. Yes, Bhrigupati Prabhupada.
I got it already. Thanks.
Anyway, today no prasad, right?
Thank you, Prabhu. Wonderful class. I hope that Krishna makes some arrangements so that you can do what you're doing here this morning full time, because that's the way you should be engaged, and it would be a great benediction to the International Society of Krishna Consciousness, and I think it would be the best engagement for you too. So I hope that happens. So I have two questions. One is, where in the Bhagavad Gita does Arjuna ask that question?
Oh, that's why I quoted Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He mentions that during the time of Bhagavad Gita, at the around 17th chapter time, Arjuna asks that, give me the highest knowledge that is beyond my questions.
So, yeah, do you know what verse?
It's not about verse. How Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he doesn't go verse by verse. He has a different style. He has a beautiful way of telling what is going on in different devotees' minds. Like he tries to tell what is the actual things, what thoughts are happening within a devotee, and he tries to go much more deeper into the rasa. So he mentions that, give me that knowledge that is beyond the
questions I've asked.
So-called logic, because
okay,
all the
so that's not a statement by Arjuna. It's Vishvanatha Chakravarti
Thakur's
realization of what was going on in Arjuna's mind.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that clarification.
Yeah. Actually, in 1864, Krishna mentions that this knowledge is my supreme instruction. So exact you want the verse, it is 1864.
That I was aware of. I wanted to know where Arjuna's asking that, because I couldn't remember a place where Arjuna said anything like that.
Yeah.
But you just clarified that. That's Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's realization of what was going on in Arjuna's mind, and Krishna responded to that at the end of the 18th chapter. Okay, thank you. So my other question was, so I get the point about, we have to become renounced, we have to give up all attachments and focus on Krishna. Okay, but my impression is that Maharaj Yudhisthira, he was not an old man at this point. I mean, they were, I don't know what their age was, but it seemed like if things were going good, otherwise they had enough strength and energy in them to keep going.
Yeah.
The reason that's given as to why he's renouncing now is two things. One, they're aware that Krishna's departed. And two, they can see that Kali Yuga has already begun and things are deteriorating. It's not because they're old and decrepit and they can't, useless. They're not the old oxes. None of them are old oxes. They're still useful, and if they wanted to, they could continue doing their service. Okay, so they're even for that reason. So my question is this: that how do we practically apply this teaching or this principle in our life? Like, for instance, Ananda Kirtan, he's getting ready to leave. That's why he was asking that question about, people don't live to 100 anymore. So should we be doing this at 35 instead of 50? So should he now, because it's getting bad out there, right? As if it was 5,000 years ago, if they were thinking it was getting bad because Kali Yuga is coming, what about now? So, if he were to just kind of take to the hills, so to speak, go to the Himalayas, stop doing book distribution and is that what he's supposed to do? No, practically speaking, how do we, followers of Prabhupada, members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, apply this principle in our life? because our situation is different. Like, for instance, we have an instruction by of Prabhupada not to just split because it's bad, but to distribute books. You see, so for instance, like me, am I supposed to just hop in a van now and spend the rest of my life on traveling Sankirtan? Practically speaking, what are we supposed to do to follow what's, you know, this principle that's being nicely emphasized here in this part of the Bhagavatam? Question's clear, right?
Yeah. So yeah. Even in terms of renunciation, Srila Prabhupada mentions that the Gaudiya way of renunciation is not to renounce the world, because Srila Prabhupada mentions you cannot renounce anything because nothing belongs to you in the first place. You cannot renounce anything. Rather, what we can do is try to invest all the material facilities in Krishna's service. For the members of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Srila Prabhupada has systematically given the process. Like I was saying, that detachment means alternate attachment. So Srila Prabhupada has created all the facility. There are temples, deity worship, there is different, you know, aarti is going on, there is book distribution, that is like the one of the most important services. Actually, performing these services is in itself the renounced order of life. Because as soon as you are going out to distribute books, that means you are on a mission. You are on a mission to distribute Krishna's message. Mm-hmm. You are not on a material mission. You are not out there to earn some fame, earn some prestige, or impress someone. But it's a mission for Krishna. So actually, when you walk out of your home for distribution of books, it's, in my eyes, it's not much different than Yudhishthira Maharaj leaving his kingdom. If somebody is very seriously performing this service, then it is as good as Pandavas retire timely. Also, all the devotees who stay in the temple, who perform different services, they are practically living in a holy dham. So it is as good as quitting one's home, quitting all the so-called relationships, instead of, you know, spending too much time in material activities. If someone is performing services in the temple, in the serving devotees, serving the deities, or performing any menial work, any menial service, it is as good as, you know, it is the same. Tatha padam tat parimargitavyam yasmin gata na nivartanti bhuyaha tameva chadyam purusham prapadye. That is the main idea. Every little step, every little service that we do in ISKCON, in, you know, through Srila Prabhupada's instructions, it's like taking one step to the eternal kingdom of God. Like, tatha padam tat parimargitavyam.
What's that verse? Where's that from?
It's in 15th chapter Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna says, that's why you should take every step towards the eternal kingdom of God. Once having gone there, one doesn't have to come back. So that's why an intelligent person would take each step towards the eternal kingdom and not to so-called material entanglement, which will entangle you more and more. So that's why Srila Prabhupada created a wonderful society, and he created a wonderful system. So I think we are in good hands. Srila Prabhupada is already doing that.
Prabhu, I was just analyzing another aspect that Yudhishthira Maharaj has a position. His position as the emperor and also the mood of a kshatriya. And within that position, there's money, there's power, you know, all the attachments that a person can easily get in the subtle way. So in an big organizations, even religious groups, sometimes we might have people who, you know, think, I'm doing this, I'm already engaged. But it's actually, we have seen sometimes that many things happen there. Subtleties are there, subtle attachments for fame or prestige, and as a consequence, they didn't make it. So, rank and file, the water is low, you're sweeping the floor. There's not so much, that much of risk or danger as a, someone who has a position and leadership. So mostly what I take from this is that it's a big instruction even for those who are engaged in the devotional service, thinking that I'm doing this. Yeah. And you cannot see it. Only they know it, or maybe someone who is really sadhu can tell, actually you're not. So that's the comment that I'm making, is that even within devotional service, it can be a tinge of attachment for fame, prestige, money, position. And that's why he's giving it up. It's like, give it up like that. Not giving up the, how do you say, just to teach the world, because he was not in that position. They were really pure, like Yudhishthira Maharaj said, real pure. But just to teach those who are in that position, that even doing that, you can become, you know, like, attached. Yeah, they're already doing it. Like, yeah. I'm thinking also the example of Mother Kunti Dev. Come on, your sons are the pure devotees. You're all engaged in that. Why are you giving it up? But just to teach us that if there's a little tinge that you don't deviate and you don't focus in Krishna, even you can, you know, remain in this material world.
Yeah, that's very beautiful. That's so true. That's why Pandavas are living in a spirit that they will also teach the world, because they are the kings. You see, like in Mahabharata, Vyasadeva describes that, let me not tell you the big mistakes of small people. Let me tell you the small mistake of big people. That means when leader makes a small mistake, it becomes a huge impact on many, many generations. And a stupid person, you know, a common person may make a big mistake, but it doesn't make much difference in the overall future of the world. That's why Krishna focused so much on Pandavas. Actually, Krishna personally trained them. You see, Yudhishthira, Arjuna, Bhima, they are very close, intimate associates of Krishna. And they have been trained so that they become the ideal examples for the rest of, you know, many, many generations. And that's why Yudhishthira Maharaj could have stayed as the king. But he is also setting an example. Because if he stays, then all of us would also never want to quit home, you see. If he says that, oh, you know, it is Krishna's desire, I'm never leaving my throne, then what is the difference between Yudhishthira and Dhritarashtra? Dhritarashtra was so much attached to that post. And on the other hand, Yudhishthira Maharaj is showing that I don't care about the post. I really care about the person who gave me the post. You see, that's the difference we have to understand. Do we want to play with the toys given by the father, or do we want to actually love the father? Who gave the toys? Who has given all the facilities? So do we really want to engage in devotional service of the supreme energetic, or do we want to just foolishly waste time in his illusory energies? So that's the main idea. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthrashrama Bhagavatam ki jai.